This weekend is the annual collection for the retired religious in our country. And so Sister Pat is going to talk to you a little bit about that collection and what the tremendous need is for many of these religious who really live very austerely in their retirement and in their old age. So would you please welcome Sister Pat.
This is good. I'm getting applause before I start. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Father Kerber. As Father mentioned, this is the second collection that we're doing today for the retirement fund for all religious men, brothers, and sisters, and religious priests. We've done this before. The second Advent candle is lit, so I'm asking you to be generous. Some of you know the drill. You can take out your wallet, and if you've got any ones there, keep them in there, okay? Anything five and above is perfectly fine to keep out for the second collection, if you wouldn't mind. In 2014 and 15, we celebrated the year of consecrated life. I'm sure you've all read it in the bulletin, saw it in the Florida Catholic, or wherever. Here at Resurrection, we're privileged to have the Scalabrinian priests, who are religious priests, as well as the Sisters of Notre Dame. Perhaps you have prayed for us this year, or prayed with us. Perhaps you've been encouraging a young person to consider being a priest, a sister, or a brother. Or perhaps you're considering making a large donation today for the retirement fund for religious. There are lots of retired religious because there are very few young people who are serving as a religious priest or sister. Today, we listen to John the Baptist, and Father, in the opening part of the Gospel, mentioned a lot of important people. The names didn't mean too much to us today, but in Luke's time, it would have been the emperor, the governor, the high priests, and so by introducing John the Baptist with those important people, he's saying, hey, he's important too. And John introduces himself as a voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. We, like John the Baptist, are announcing how to prepare the way of the Lord, how to proclaim forgiveness. Our God is coming home, and it calls for an interior straightening out. What would it take in my life to really let God make his home within me? What would it take for me to face the loneliness and emptiness in my life? What kind of clutter would I have to clean out? What is it in my life that distracts me from God? Make straight the path. I know we're all busy about decorating homes and all kinds of seasonal decorations, but we need to do the basic work here and here. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. What low points in my life can I find God? I know, you really want to find him on the top high mountain experiences. But usually God is already in the low points. And if we can find him there, in those daily challenges, in those tensions, in those conflicts, then I'm ready to welcome God as a complete person in my home. Who is the person in my family, perhaps, that we kind of set aside or marginalize? If I can welcome and begin to prepare my heart for God, I'm on the right path. Perhaps a kind word, perhaps a telephone call, or an attentive listening. John the Baptist preaches, and the winding roads will be made straight. The rough ways are going to be smooth, and all of us will see the salvation of our God. Like John the Baptist, our sisters and religious priests and brothers have prepared the way for us. These sisters are now in their 70s, their 80s, their 90s, and some of us are even 100 years old. And they're still praying for you, still living in community and bringing Christ to others. These sisters will be assisted by us, by this second collection today. In 1965, some of us might remember that good year, 1965, okay? The Sisters of Notre Dame began their ministry here in Florida. We started at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in Altamont Springs and Our Lady of Lourdes in Dunedin. It's been 50 years, 65 to 2015, that we've been serving in Florida. So we call this our own special celebration. These sisters have our Sisters of Notre Dame who have served in Florida at some time and are now in retirement. Sister Deborah is in the middle of all those students there. And she's a sister of Notre Dame who taught at Clearwater Central High School for many years. She's retired, and she uses her skills to tutor children in math and reading. Sister Miriam is famous for being a second grade teacher. She spent a few years at Our Lady of Lourdes in Dunedin. She's retired, but she still emails her family and friends. Always is good to help out in the kitchen whenever they need her. And if you want someone to pray for you, Sister Marion is a great prayer. Sister St. Mark is kind of notorious. She was a second grade teacher in St. Joseph's in Winter Haven, and then went to be portress in our community educational center. So all of our families know the voice of Sister St. Mark. Good morning, Notre Dame Educational Center. And my parents knew more secrets from Sister St. Mark than they knew from me. So she's kind of infamous for that. She's doing some recycling now, and plus of all her other chores, helping out. Sister Nanette is a seamstress and a lover of flowers. She served as a parish minister at Safety Harbor for a few years. Sister Kathleen Lyons was in Plant City in Zephyr Hills. She was the faith formation director there. Now, as she's retired, she helps out at a Cleveland parish as an annulment advocate. These are just a few of the sisters who are going to benefit from your generosity today. And our sisters pray in this chapel for you, the people of Resurrection, as well as all the people that you ask for in their prayer intentions. So every community, not just the Sisters of Notre Dame, not just the Scalabrinian Fathers, but every community will benefit from your generosity. If you're not prepared for this second collection, simply bring it next week or write a check out earmarked for retirement collection for religious. May your love, as St. Paul says, increase more and more. May your knowledge and perception be clearer. And may you be pure and blameless for the day of the Lord. There was a Lutheran preacher who just finished his sermon for the day and went to the back at the door to greet people as they were leaving. He greeted a few adults, and he saw a seven-year-old, Jacob. "Good morning, Jacob," the preacher said as he reached out to shake Jacob's hand. And he felt something in Jacob's palm. "What's this?" he says. "Money," says Jonathan, said Jacob with a big smile on his face. "It's for you." I don't want your money, Jacob," the preacher answered. "I want you to have it," Jacob said. "My daddy says you're the poorest preacher we've ever had." and I want to help you. Thank you.